stuck in this samsara eternally. And from our relative level, it appears to be this samsara is going on forever and it will stretch forever. Punarapi janam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, chaturvedi. It continues, continues, continues. So that samsara is actually come down from Brahman. Due to the ignorance of Brahman, the non-apprehension of Brahman creates the misapprehension of this universe. And once we are in this world, according to our gunas, we run, and then we perpetuate the vasanas, and we further perpetuate the samsara. Therefore, you have to cut this samsara. How can you cut this samsara? You can only cut this samsara through enquiry, through questioning, through discrimination. When our thoughts run without questioning, without discriminating, we create further vasanas. The moment we inquire, we question, we discriminate, the thoughts when they are discriminated, they don't germinate further into vasanas. Thus he says, you inquire, question, and cut this samsara. Doesn't matter how big the tree is, you can cut it as well through inquiry. And then you must seek the goal of permanent bliss. Today, why are you running after the material world? Because you think the material world will give you happiness. But the material world will only give you temporary happiness. Therefore, having understood this with Viveka, you start pursuing the permanent happiness, Atma. Then what that state of Atma? Various pointers he gave. That Brahman is infinite, eternal, all-pervading, etc., etc. And that is that which illumines the sun, the moon, the fire and everything. It is not illumined by any of this. In fact, the sun, moon, fire, all are per se inert. What lends the brilliance in fire? The brilliance in fire is actually the brilliance of Atma, and you don't require any of these illuminating sources to illuminate Atma. Atma is self-reflection. When you are in dream state, and when you wake up from dream and become waker, you don't require anybody else to tell you that you are awake. It is self-effulgent. Similarly, Atma is self-effulgent. That big Brahman is compared to sun above, and the rays are compared to the Atma. Now, the ray falling on various mirrors have produced reflected consciousness. Therefore, many reflected suns have come from one sun. Similarly, a portion of Brahman has become the individual in this living world. And what is the individual doing? Without this knowledge, he is getting attached to the mind and senses and is lost in this world. He has become physical, emotional, intellectual personality, whereas he is actually the Atma, the self. And then he says, when the Lord acquires the body and when he leaves it, he takes these and goes as wind carries the sense from the seed. So we define death in this context in one of the classes. How did we define death? Transference of subtle body and causal body from one cross body to another in the medium of pure consciousness. That is, so what is death? Transference of subtle body along with causal body from one cross body to another cross body in the medium of pure consciousness is death. So the Lord, the sun, when it is appearing through the mirror, as separate sun, gets shifted from this frame to another frame. Why? Because the mirror is shifted from this frame to another frame. So we say the Lord is moved. Actually, Lord is not moved. The reflected consciousness is moved. So what it takes? It takes the vasanas along with it. Therefore, we say, the only thing that you take with you is what? Your
Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, which put together is your manifestation of your vasana. So therefore, what kind of gunas, what kind of vasanas you are encouraging, accumulating, is what you should be focusing on. But rather than that, we are focusing on
accumulating wealth, accumulating relationships, accumulating this, accumulating that. Nothing will take. In fact, recently, Rita ji had put that message in WhatsApp, no? I don't know how many of you saw it. I think it was Rita ji who put it in this group only. That mock talking about king having four wives.
Yes, we have got no, it's only another group.
Right, yeah. I sent it to one. Still in the group.
Okay.
Rita ji had put that in the WhatsApp. Talked about king who had four wives. And when the king was on the deathbed, he asked the fourth wife, will you
come with me?
She said, sorry, I will not come with you. I will be here only. Okay. Then, third wife
said, wife who he gave the maximum jewels.
He maximum spent time with the fourth wife. But yes. she said, I am not coming with you.
She must be the youngest also.
Yeah. Then the third wife said, again, no, but I care for you. Then the second wife, she said, I will come up to burial ground. Cremation ground. And the first wife, she said, I'll always be with you. So the story is, the first wife is, I think
the fourth wife is all the material.
Yeah. They're not going to come with you. The third wife is,
all your possessions.
Your body.
So you go, your possessions goes to somebody else.
Yeah.
When you die, your possessions go to somebody else.
So, correct. The fourth wife says, I will even marry again.
No, second.
Fourth wife says, I'll marry again, meaning it will go to somebody else. The wealth and all will go to somebody else once you die. The third wife says, okay, I'll come with you. I think that is the
second wife says, I'll come with you.
The third wife says, I will be concerned about you. I think that is the body of second wife is the relatives and friends. They will come out to burial ground. First one is the
soul,
Atma. First one is the least attended to. So I am reminded of the story in this context.
Yeah.
We least attend to Atma. And we least attend to our parents, relatives. Maximum we spend time in wealth and body and material things and physical things. Therefore, what we need to understand is, really speaking, other than the soul, the only thing you take for is Vasana. So therefore, might as well create positive vasanas and might as well try to reduce all the vasanas if possible.
Is vasana the causal body?
Yes.
So what is subtle body?
Subtle body is the mind and intellect.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the medium of pure consciousness.
Yes. And then, therefore, he says, Lord acquires the body and also when he leaves it, he takes leaves and boasts and wind carries the sense from their feet. Then he says, presiding over the ear, eye, skin, tongue, nose and also the mind, the being enjoys the object of senses. Now, what is making you enjoy the Atma and limiting the body, mind, intellect? Per se, body, mind, intellect is what? Matter. They don't have sentiency. It is the Atma that anything through it, you become conscious.
And you say, I enjoy.
So the enjoyer, puja, sadhana, shobha, is who? The conditioned consciousness. But linked, sentiency lived by pure consciousness. Therefore, you are sitting and enjoying because borrowed light from Atma.
When you say conditioned consciousness, that means the mind.
Puja is conditioned consciousness. Mind and intellect and distinctive consciousness is puja. Next verse. Putra bhaktam sitam vavi, putra bhaktam sitam vavi, bhujanam va gunavitam, bhujanam va gunavitam, vimudanamu pashyanti, vimudanamu pashyanti, pashyanti jnana chakshushah, pashyanti jnana chakshushah, putra bhaktam sitam vavi, bhujanam va gunavitam, vimudanamu pashyanti, pashyanti jnana chakshushah. This being, departing or dwelling or enjoying, united with the gunas, qualities, the deluded do not perceive. Those with the eye of wisdom see, perceive. Now, many of us are deluded by our ownness. We are all lost in our own little world. Business man is lost in business world. Family man is lost in family. Professional person is lost in his profession. Sportsman is lost in his sports. Similarly, even some of us who get into Vedas, we get lost in Vedas. Each one according to our guna, we are lost. Then, like in Abu Dhabi, I used to lecture in a company regularly, and that company is called CPA Target. That is finance analyst. He used to invest the money earned by the company in market money. So he was very close to me. So sometimes after the talk, he takes me to his cabinet, he used to be chatting. On his computer, the home page was www.sharekhan.com. Because he is into share market.
Share market.
So his home page is Share Khan. You are maybe something else. Somebody else is maybe sports. Like when you buy the newspaper, I remember that growing up, first thing I would see sports. Right. But I remember one of my uncles, first thing he'll see is politics. So each one's vasana, everybody is lost. So this self eliminating the body, and when the consciousness is there, existing, departing, coming to existence, whatever stage, enjoying, nobody really cares about the soul, the first question. Right? Nobody cares. So, with the guna quality, the deluded do not perceive the Atma. That in Tamil, the word for Brahmana in Tamil is Parpan. Par means see. Parpan means one who sees. Very simple. We have a body, we have a mind, we have an intellect. Enlivening principle is the Atma. When Atma enlivens the physical, you can see this in the book, it's there. In Swamiji's book, in verse number 7, commentary, verse number 7 ka commentary mein, wo picture jo hai na, aap wo dekhi liya. Verse number 7 ka commentary mein picture hai na? Hai?
The one with self and body mind.
So you see the picture.
Yeah.
Self functioning through the body mind intellect.
Yeah.
When it functions through the body, you become the perceiver and the actor. When it functions through the mind, you become the feeler. When it functions through the intellect, there are two types of intellect, called gross and subtle.
Mm.
Gross intellect is when the discrimination is within the realm of the world. When the discrimination is between world and God, it's called subtle. So when the self is functioning through the gross intellect, you become the thinker. When it is functioning through the subtle intellect, you become the contemplator. Perceiver and actor put together is physical personality. Feeler is the emotional personality. Thinker is the intellectual personality. Contemplator is the spiritual personality. All these put together is individual sadhana. Now, this individual, what is he or she doing? Even if she is unemployed or employed, perceiving, acting, feeling, thinking, contemplating. PFTC. Now, while the perceiving, acting, feeling, thinking, contemplating is going on, are you aware of the Atma or not? 99 out of 100 people are lost in the perceptions, actions, emotions, thoughts. So why do you have to do sadhana, why do you have to study to be able to constantly remember Atma while perception is going on, while action is going on, while all these activities are going on? Then none of the perceptions, actions, emotions, thoughts can disturb. So that is what he says. But the person who is deluded by what he sees, what he hears, what he smells, what he tastes, what he touches, what he feels, what he thinks, that person has no cognizance of me. They do not see me. Those with eye of wisdom see me. Eye of wisdom, jnana chakshu, does not mean there is one physical eye here. Jnana chakshu means they see internally, they see within. How is it possible? Only through purification. Please understand. See, science tells us that there are so many planets. With this naked eye, can you see those planets? With the naked eye? You can't see. So what does the science do? It gives you a telescope. And through the telescope you see.
Are you with me? Similarly,
Vedanta is talking about the Atma. And to see this Atma, it very clearly says the eye, the mind, the intellect cannot help. Because the Atma is far subtler than death. Therefore, the only way in which you can see that, Vedanta says, is by purifying
yourself. Right.
To purify your thoughts. The more the thoughts, the lesser the perception of Atma. The lesser the thought, the more the perception of Atma. Like in the pond, which is covered by so much of kai, the green mantle, you don't see the reflection of the sun. But if you go on removing the kai, the lesser it becomes, the reflection becomes clearer. When the kai is completely gone, the reflection is 100%.
Similarly,
to see the Atma within, you have to remove the kai. What are the kai?
What is the kai?
The vasana.
How do you remove the vasana?
You can start by releasing your thoughts.
Karma yoga, hatha yoga, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga. There is no other way. In the beginning, more of karma yoga and slowly, more of jnana. There is no other way. If there is any other way, please try. Okay. So if we don't do it, we will not be able to see the Atma while the perception is going on. So before the start of the class today, Sarvanji Atmiya Vishnu. She said, when somebody goes through some really shocking things that happens, suddenly it happens, doesn't happen after round thing. It happens suddenly. How this knowledge helps? That's what I was trying to tell. If you invest little time every day in this knowledge, then you will not be deluded. Then you will understand somewhat. See, you are able to say something like every day you are cutting the nails, or every week at least you are cutting the nails. Right? That is part of you. That's why you are giving so much of decoration to it, spending time and money. Right? Now that same nail, when it grows, you cut it off. Same way fingers, when it becomes some issue, people have to get rid of their feet, if gangrene forms. So they get rid of the feet to protect themselves. Finally, if you like that, take back, the whole body itself is what? Vehicle. Are you with me? So like that, when you move backwards, the delusion will not be there at all whatsoever. In any perception, any action, any emotion, any thought. But if you did not invest time and effort every day, you are so busy pursuing your acquisitions and enjoyment. There is no time. You say that. See, what we don't understand is, you can't, like for example, your physical health. Can you hire a trainer and tell the trainer to exercise so that you will become physically healthy?
No, wish we could.
Can you do that? Can you hire a trainer and you become healthy without you doing anything? Similarly, can you hire a dietitian and without you going through the diet, can you become healthy? Similarly, can you hire a pundit or a guru? You can't hire a guru. Probably you can hire a pundit, but not a guru. Let us assume that guru is teaching you, but you don't do any sadhana. Will you get this perception? Or will you continue to be deluded? Now in fact, there is one more danger. What danger? Under the guidance of the guru, I am studying. So I am on the right track. But you are not really. Why? Because daily investment is not happening.
Yeah.
Please understand. You are investing daily in everything else, but not in this.
So this verse is saying, deluded do not perceive. Do not perceive means what? Like I told you, what and so what, the gaps keep on reducing. When something happens now, you say, what? Oh, we can't. Who? Then after some time, so what comes. But if you are invested sufficiently, even that what will not come. Because you understand? Because you see the self, you understand that nothing is gone, nothing dies. When it is with reference to death of the body, what name, fame, Shakespeare says, reputation is an idol, most false imposition, of God without merit, lost without deserving it. And people go on repeating, she's a very good lady, very good lady, very good lady, then you get a name. And suddenly one day they say, oh my God, she's really first. No part of yours maybe. Especially in the modern world you see, you are accused and convicted
without anything.
Before the inquiry starts, and when the inquiry starts and in the court, maybe you are acquitted. But how many people are convicted in? It is not worth investing everything in that, because these are passing and fleeting. We are spending time and effort investing in this, but we have no time for our own growth. The only thing we carry is partners. You don't carry anything else. Go and listen to that story that Rita ji sent in the group. It's a very good story. Nothing else will come. Hey. Therefore, you, while living in this body, be as objective as you can and get rid of your attachments. Not the object of attachments, but the attachment to objects. Not my worst case thing. We may wrongly understand and try to get rid of the object of our attachment.
No. That is not going to help you. Rather than what you have to do, get rid of the attachment to the objects in me.
Then purification happens. When purification happens, in spite of perception, actions, emotions and thought, you are seeing Atma. So when you are seeing Atma where you are, then there is no necessity for you to go to any particular temple, church or mosque. Wherever you are, there you are seeing Atma. Are you with me? That is what the first is. Deluded of why? They are lost. Nowadays the television channels also, when you buy from Tata Sky or Intel or any of them, they have packages.
Yeah.
Right? You go to different house, different packages, different rooms, different packages. Why? Vatnas are different. Isn't it? So, some people are so much sports addict. So in that if you see a lot of sports channels are there. There is another person who is serial addict. So serial channels are there. According to vasanas, each one is lost. Hardly anybody is available. That is why the Bhagavad Gita, Adi Shankara beautifully says, Balastavar Krida Sattaha Tarunastavar Taruni Sattaha Vriddhastavat Chinta Sattaha Parame Brahmani Gopina Sattaha. Is it? Balasta, they are small child. Krida Sattaha, playthings. Tarunastavat Taruni Sattaha. When you are a young man, you are lost in the opposite sex, passion, right? Career. Then vritta stava chinta sadhana. You become old, you start becoming worried. Like I said, how many people attend my funeral? How does it matter? Anyway, people not be there. All sorts of worries. We say, parame brahmani kopina sadhana. Nobody has time for Brahman. Nobody has time for Brahman. Yes, you say, I want to conquer this. How is it possible? Unless and until on a daily basis if you invest little time. So, that is what he is saying here. Next verse. Yatantam yoginashchaitanam யதந்தோ யோகினஶ்சைனம் பஷ்யத்யாத்மன்யவஸ்திதம் பஷ்யத்யாத்மன்யவஸ்திதம் யதந்தோப்யக்ருதாத்மானஃ யதந்தோப்யக்ருதாத்மானஃ நைனம் பஷ்யந்த்யசேதஸஃ நைனம் பஷ்யந்த்யசேதஸஃ யதந்தோ யோகினஶ்சைனம் பஷ்யந்த்யாத்மன்யவஸ்திதம் யதந்தோப்யக்ருதாத்மானஃ நைனம் பஷ்யந்த்யசேதஸஃ We waste it in the frivolous things. Therefore he says, but a yogi, he understands this body is to get back to Atma. I am not going to get involved in any of these things. So the yogis who strive, this, they perceive, what do they perceive? This dwelling in the self. They see it within. And how do they strive? Through karma bhakti jnana yoga. But the unrefined and unintelligent, even though striving, they are putting in effort, but they are putting in effort in the external world, thinking that will give them happiness. So much time and effort they are putting in. For what? For what? For collecting things which are passing and fleeting. So they are striving, but they are unrefined and unintelligent. Unrefined and unintelligent means ignorant and agitated. Ignorant fellows, they are ignorant of the truth. Therefore their efforts are all external. See, what is that one thing that all of us are looking for?
Happiness.
Happiness. If you are interested in attending the Gita class on Thursday morning, what is that one thing you should know? Thursday morning class I want to attend. Somebody told you there is a Gita class going on Thursday morning by Lakshmi Narayan. What is that you should know if you are interested in coming for the class?
Where is it happening?
Today she is in perfect form. Where is the class happening? Alright? So what are you looking for in life? Happiness. Did you ask this question ever? Where is it? You assume, like everybody else, they are running after the material things, the physical, the mental, the intellectual things. So there are running. So I also run. Isn't it sensible to ask? Where is this happiness? Should I not question? Should I not get the residential address of happiness? So you are putting in effort, but in what direction? Some other direction. You are going towards Gurgaon. And then what is the place after Gurgaon? Manesar. To find where the class is happening. The direction from your house, from where you live, opposite direction. Effort shall be. But unrefined and unintelligent. What is that?
Rajas and tamas.
Unintelligent, you are putting in so much effort. After that effort, finally you are asking the fourth wife, will you come with me? The material will. She says, no, I am not coming with you, I have no time. And when you die, I will marry somebody else. The wealth and everything will go to somebody else. Like that, finally, only thing that will always come with you is the soul. But you never spend time with it. Why? You never understood this. Therefore, he says, yoginaha strives in the right direction. So what? That doesn't mean you stop going to work. That doesn't mean you stop doing other things. You will do all the other things because that is at that transactional level
needs to be done.
At the transactional level.
but not at this cost. Priorities should be set in life.
Our priorities are ulta. After having lived everything, if I have time, when I am about to die, I will read Gita. No, first thing in life, I will read this. Then, if I have time, I will attend weddings. No, we don't say that. No, I have to attend weddings. I have to go for this function, that function. But if I have time, I will study Gita. As if you are doing favor to Krishna. Are you with me? Ulta ho jata hai. What is the difference between yogi and a bogi? What is the difference?
One finds the time to study.
Bogi is centered in the material world. Yeah. Yogi is centered in the spiritual world. When he is centered in the spiritual world, doesn't mean he doesn't contact the world. Are you with me? He contacts the world, but identifying with Atma. Always remember this. Therefore, you must first sit down and recast your life. Your priorities should change. If your priorities doesn't change, even after we have come to 15th chapter, may God be with you. Because if you don't understand this, even after coming so close with Gita, it's a problem. Because it's not listening to it once in a while, little bit will help. But if you do invest time in it every day, then it's a different matter. So unintelligent, even though they're striving, they don't perceive it. Because you have a lot of agitation. See, when you run after the material world, what does the material world do? Will you ever say enough is enough? After getting everything, will you say enough? Unbelievable, isn't it? Like forest fire. Now recently, few months ago, there was this forest fire in California. We read about it, we heard about it, but I heard from somebody who lives in Los Angeles area. It has consumed trees after trees and houses and this and that for so many days. Still it is wanting more and more and more. So after getting plenty, enough, still our main things, no, I need that, I want that. Sorry. So, what we have to learn, enough is never enough. Because with little more, my mind becomes more like a conflagration, I am more agitated, when the agitation is high, I don't see this. Suddenly, when the doctor now comes and says something has gone wrong, fourth stage cancer, suddenly we say, is there anything I can do? It's too late. And that can happen to anybody. We don't know. Now we are not going to sit and think about it. For us, maybe it will happen to me or anything, but it can happen to anybody. Therefore, he says, strive. Strive means in the right direction, not in the direction of accumulation. Let not your motive be acquisition and enjoyment. Let the acquisition and enjoyment be the byproduct. The motive should be to realize the self, nothing else. Next.
यदा नित्यगतं तेजः जगत्पातयतेखिलं यच्चन्द्रमसि यच्चाग्नौ तत्तेजो विद्धि मामकं यदा नित्यगतं तेजः जगत्पातयतेखिलं यच्चन्द्रमसि यच्चाग्नौ तत्तेजो विद्धि मामकम्.
The light residing in the sun which illumines the whole world, which is in the moon and in fire, knows that light to be mine. Now, he kept on talking about deluded, doesn't see. Now he is coming to Upanishads actually. Keno Upanishad says the same thing. In the Keno Upanishad, the student
is an informed student who has done enough tapas and he is understood.
What is that he is understood? What is the world made up of five elements? Earth, water, fire, air and space. These five elements per se, are they matter or spirit? Are they matter? Do they have the chimney or not?
The matter.
The matter. Do they have the chimney?
Sentient.
Are they sentient?
Sentient.
Meaning, do they have life?
Yes.
Matter, does it have life?
Matter
does not have life. It's not sentient. It is insentient. Okay? Is your body also not made up of the same five elements? Then per se is the body sentient or insentient?
Insentient.
Is your eyes part of the body or not? Now, is the through the eyes are you seeing or not?
Yes.
But eyes per se are? Eyes per se are?
Insentient.
No life. But at the moment, there seems to be life in it. Correct? Similarly, you go to the mind, the subtle body. What is the subtle body made up of? The subtle body is made up of also the same elements, but in its purest form. The gross elements combine together to form the gross body. The subtle elements combine to form the subtle body. So subtle body is also per se insentient. Mind also per se insentient. Intellect also per se insentient. So now with intellect you are understanding this vision. Oh, she's a brilliant lady. Oh, he is a brilliant man. That brilliance with reference to brilliance, what are you referring? You are referring intellect. But intellect per se is what? Insentient. What is lending sentiency to the intellect? The Atma. Are you with me? What is lending sentiency to the intellect? Atma. From intellect, the mind is borrowing the sentiency. And from the mind, the eyes are borrowing the sentiency. Similarly, fire is an element. Per se, fire being an element, is it insentient or sentient? Insentient. Therefore, the brilliance in fire, the capacity to illuminate that the fire has, is belonging to whom? He says it's the pure consciousness, Brahman. Similarly, in the moon, in the sun also is nothing but what? Hydrogen burning, huh? But hydrogen fire is insentient. Who is lending sentiency to that? Is Brahman. Therefore, the glory that you see everywhere is whose glory? Brahman's glory. But when somebody appreciates you, wow, well done, well done. Is that excited? Ego comes. Feeling, ego comes. Difficult. I'm just giving you an example. Now, every year we conduct the yajna. Now, I have been here from 2005. The last now 13 years I have been involved in the yajna here. And as you all know, the yajna here mainly sponsored by the Lakshmi Sat Group. Now, ever since I have come, majority was I do. Right. They just funding a little bit here and there. That's all the things. Uncoordinating. Coordinating means a lot of people like you are there. Everybody participates in the yajna in your own way. Some people in kind they give, some people in cash they give, some people physically come and work, some people run around, spread the word. There are a lot of people doing it. I'm one of them. Right, but of course I'm the in charge, no doubt. TK. And Swamiji comes and does the yajna, Arsanaji comes and does the yajna. We are all part of the same family doing the yajna. Now the yajna is over. This time in fact we organized yajna with 80 people coming from the ashram as you know. So we had to do, all of you participated in it. When the yajna is over, last day, the thanks is being given. If it is Vinita Ji or Jayaraman or whoever is talking, they mention one word, we thank Lakshmi Narayan Ji. You know, so this time when they were doing, some of my students were looking at me, I was also looking at them and thinking, inside these verses are going on in my mind. Please understand, all the glory is His glory. Of course you have done your part, no doubt. But all this should not make you lose yourself. Delusion was there. So this verse is saying what? The light in sun, the light in moon, the light in fire, the light everywhere is my illumination. So all this glory, where do you get this glory from? If my guru did not teach me, if my parents did not take care of me, if the Brahma, the Atman is not illumining me, what brilliance are we talking about? So is there the light residing in sun which illumines the whole world, which is in moon and in fire? Know that light to be mine. Who's talking? Ishwara is talking. Lord Krishna. Ishwara in the form of Lord Krishna is saying. So it is actually the pure consciousness. So if you gain this knowledge, what will you say? Sarvam Krishna Arpanam. Sarvam Krishna. All the idiosyncrasy is mine. Why? Because the idiosyncrasy, when will it come? When I lose the focus on Brahman, idiosyncrasy comes. When I don't lose the focus on Brahman, my actions will be brilliant. And then that will be of the Brahman. The moment ego comes, all the nonsense I do. So therefore mistakes are mine, but the glories are Bhagavan. Are you with me? So that is what I say. The light residing in the sun, which illumines the whole world, which is in moon and in fire, know that light to be mine. So do this as a daily puja. Jaladitya-gatam nejaha jagat-pāsaya-dekhilam yat-chandra-vasi-yat-chātnam tatte-jo-vitti-mahakam sarvam-krishna-arpanam. Simply do and get out. No prefix, no suffix. Unnecessarily getting involved. I'm doing so much, nobody is recognizing me. Why are you losing yourself? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Even if you got involved, get back like a rubber ball. Don't fall like a lead plate. So okay, we got involved, it's okay. Sometimes it happens, you know. We study all this, but suddenly something happens when you get involved, we may lose our temper and we may get involved. Quickly I may say, it's not worth it, not the hell. Why did I get involved? It's not worth it. I am expressing now through this body. So in this, I have a relationship with you, you are my sister. You are my brother. Some vasana, gunas, or some misunderstanding. So you think, this, that you do. Intelligent, you think you are intelligent by taking, you are investing your time in all this nonsense. Now I am studying. Rather than feeling pity and compassion and forgiveness, I am getting angry with you. Why? Because I am still considering myself to be this ego. I am still thinking that I am sadhana, I am puja, I am mamta, shobha. It is just a temporary manifestation.
And Guruji, one thing is that everything happens to everyone. When you go through a difficult situation and they get more and more and more and more difficult and you reach the stage after this, and then after a difficult situation there's more sensitivity. I'm not saying there's more sensitivity because we are studying, because we want to study, but there's more sensitivity to what we are reading here.
That's what I'm saying. See, that is why knocks and shocks from nature will keep happening. But if we keep doing our sadhana, studying, reflecting, in these knocks and shocks we learn. If we don't, we sink further. Are you with me? In fact, when you start learning, Now even when partial things are happening, people are praising you. Nobody is like Mamta, nobody is like Puja, they're doing Puja to you. You may appreciate, you may think, you may pray, all that externally, but internally you understand. Sarvam Krishna Arpanam. That's it.
Shri Krishna Charanam Mama. Shri Krishna Charanam Mama. Shri Krishna Charanam Mama. Prabhu Shri Krishna Charanam Mama.
So go on inside you, like a tune. The sense you really understand. It's not Tamas. It's a drama going on. This drama is playing the role of Kamta. Sarna. Shobha, Vishwanarayan, Puja. And that's it. And suddenly I lost that thing, I got involved. Okay, what to do? What should I do? I tell myself sorry, and Bhagavan ko sorry karke, so continue my channel again. There is nothing else, really. The only thing we have to do is, we have to refine ourselves. This life is given to refine ourselves. So I'm asking that day, you are not here to reform anybody. You are here to reform yourself. Wanted reformers not of others but of themselves. Every day, okay, one more day I've got an opportunity from God. What? To reform myself even more. Keep refining, keep refining. See, there is one thing I tell everybody in your Lakshmi Pastikanya group. I'm telling this today also. I this time also told your father-in-law and even Harshji, I said, here I met him there also. I asked you, where are you? He said, you were...
He's
going
so crazy.
I know. So, I told them, you've all been supporting this cause. Now, I'm not saying this to praise this family, but it is true. I think for the second, now we have come to 17th chapter. One more chapter, 18th chapter is there. 18th chapter, we will do 2 years, because it's a very big chapter. 78 verses are there. So therefore they do 18A, 1 year, 18B, next year. So 2020 May, second cycle of Bhagavad Gita lectures in Delhi will be finished. Are you with me?
So 1 year into
1 chapter.
1 chapter.
Yeah.
20 you finish. So
18. Not 20, 18 chapters are there.
2020 you finish.
2020 we finish, second cycle. And till now,
36.
They have been sponsored. Not 36, little more.
39,
because
39.
Second chapter we do twice, 18 chapter we do 38. First chapter we don't do. So we are not talking about. So basically 17 chapters and plus 2, 19 chapters, let's assume 38 years. 36 years they have already sponsored. What I'm trying to tell you is, I can't remember if there's any other family trust that has supported it. Whatever level they are supporting, hats off. Right? But having said that, till late, not even one person from that family has visited the ashram.
The ashram.
Okay. It's not the ashram. The cause for which you are doing little. You know, and over a period of time it can become mechanical. I'm not saying it's become mechanical in everybody. Maybe few mechanical. But that's what's the point? You will get some punya. But remember, Bhagavad Gita tells us, 8th chapter we studied, punya will take you up to a certain loka. When punya is exhausted, you will come back. Do we just want punya? Or do we want ultimate? So therefore, having started, invest little more time. Going to the ashram is only symbolic. Okay. But this is another effort that Mamta ji started here.
Mm.
Now here itself, I think, I don't know, how many years have passed now? 5-6 years have passed.
Yeah. Me, 5-6
years.
Yeah, Mamma, that was alive. 2012, I think,
it
started. Or 13 beginning.
11, definitely 10. Because Mamma died 11.
After 11.
So we've been going on for so many years.
7 years.
7 years. So now what I'm saying is, we've come to 15 chapters. How now at least we should say no. Every day I must invest half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour to this knowledge. Now one more thing, I'll tell you, then you can talk. Now you said I'm going through a certain difficult time and this is hitting me.
It's correct. It leads you. But chances are, when things get sorted out, the hit may slowly become less. That is why Kabir says, "Dukh mein simran sab kare, sukh mein kare na koi." So therefore, no. You use this opportunity, get into it, but make a particular schedule. Like how you have yoga, I will do half an hour, 45 minutes every day. Like that, a schedule and strictly you follow. And when you go to ashram, it gives an impact. You understand? It gives an impact, a charge, a boost. And regularly, periodically, when we do that, it's like charging. And then you are, your life changes. Thereafter, whether good, bad, ugly, delusion never happens. Yeah.
No, I was saying that it's like, you know, words like detachment, desire, vasana, and also going beyond, not only beyond, but being aware of life and that come up in your body. Mm. You know?
Your mind.
Your mind, your body, your mind. I mean, I'm saying body. Mm. I focus on my breath. When I go to sleep, breath comes to me, you know. That's to fully get back. I mean, for me that's the practical. So I feel, you know, these words start having more meaning.
Mm.
Not that
it's true, 100% true.
I mean, you know, you at a different level.
Yes. That's why
you want really, so it's all because a lot has seeped in, you know, all of us subconsciously, unconsciously. But this really difficult test of fire keep coming and going for all the
time. Yeah.
That's when things take on.
It helps you to digest it even more.
Then, you know, even the word like detachment, it knocks at your mind and it's detachment. And then suddenly it helps. Even if it helps so that one day you're getting back to dealing with
the world
of
something. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, you are able to maintain certain sanity because you invested little time in this.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise you would have gone berserk. I know people who have gone berserk. They just cannot take it. You see, people are so terribly attached to their only daughter, only son, and then that fellow dies at the prime of youth. 18, 19, committing suicide. Everything in terms of material wealth is there. They are finished. Now, it's a very sad thing to happen. We are not sitting and judging anybody. It's a very, very sad thing. But why should we allow ourselves to be finished? It's a very tough, it's not very easy to sit and discuss, but at that time, what will make you sail through that is this knowledge. Nothing else. None of your other wealth or people or anybody can help. Really cannot help. See, I know your near and dear family member, let's say, suffering some very serious illness, and lot of people are coming for help. Okay, lot of people are coming for help. Whatever it is, you tell us materially, physically, somebody is ready to come and stay and help. All that is there. You have everything, including the doctors, everybody. But what are you going to do? It's not in anybody's hands. Whatever they can do, they can only do. Really, you understand? Therefore, those kind of situations you really understand, you are helpless and you are so insignificant. You are so insignificant. You can't do anything about it. Therefore, understand now itself, before any difficulty comes. That is why he says, Vajagovindam, Vajagovindam, Govindam, Vajagodapare, Samprapte Satihite Kale Nahi Nahi Lakshati Dukrin Karne. When the appointed time comes, when difficult time comes, only thing that will help you is the time you invested in this knowledge. The fact that you are saying, last 2 months have been going on certain things, in spite of it, little bit you are able to stand, you may not understand it. It's because of some time you invested in this knowledge. You may not understand it. A lot of people don't understand this. However, it's a truth. It's a gospel truth. And in everybody's life, things happen.
Yeah.
You understand? There's another company where they regularly listen to my lectures and they went through tough times. And the youngsters in the family, they also do business. So they were in regular touch with me, taking discussions, question answers, classes. Now, they slowly brought the company back on track. What I'm trying to tell you is, this is the problem. When everything is going on fine, we think, oh, I know, I got this intelligence from this Harvard and this and that. Fine, they will help you. But this knowledge helps in a totally different way, which is extremely important. Harvard and all these universities give you diligence maybe. Right? But this is different. No intelligence will help you when that comes. See, there are people who started the party and became chief ministers, and they were thrown out of the very party which they founded, and somebody else has become the chief minister in that party.
Yes.
I don't want to take names. How will it feel to you? You start a business, you start that, you make it come to certain height, then somebody else take it away from you.
That's also happening.
So you should be able to say, he who steals my purse steals trash. Oliver Goldsmith says that. Not to them, to yourself.
Yes,
he who steals my purse steals trash.
But you see, that one thing I would like to add, that whatever level we are all in, but I really think it's important to be discerning about people.
Yes.
Because
it is important.
They're not saying that.
No, no, it is.
Important that there is Atma and everybody also is fine, understood, taken with you know, full pleasure, yes, gospel of truth. But if I'm not discerning,
you should.
Then
if you're not discerning, then you're wasting the intellect God has given you.
Yeah. So even if it amounts to judgment. Judgment, but then no negativity within me for that person.
That's not judgment. That is analysis.
Yeah, analysis. But
you must do analysis, you must understand, but you must understand, say, there is a saying in Telugu. Yelika tolu teesi, edadi udikite, nalupu nalupu dara, telupu radura. In Telugu, what it means is, yelika means rat. Rat skin is dark in color, black in color. Right. Yelika tolu teesi means you take the skin of the rat. And for 1 year you wash it in sabun.
Not really.
Just surf and Allah and all that you put and wash. Together. Then he says, nalupu nalupu dara, telupu radira. It will not become white, it will be black. So like that, even though it is true, nature can change. But in majority, they go to funeral with that kind of nature. But that doesn't mean they can't change, they can change.
Can the core nature change?
Huh? Core nature can change, why not?
Can.
Yeah. Extremely simple person can become Buddha, why not? It's possible. But the possibility is there, but you have to work on it.
Hmm.
How many will become Ratnakar became Valmiki? It's possible. But majority no. Therefore, we should not come to conclusion that they will not change. We should see the Atma in them. At the same time, as Prakriti, they have certain nature. Sattva Rajas Tamas. I must understand, I must discern that. Then accordingly, I must not lose my love to them. But my interactions and everything will have to be measured according to my assessment. At the same time, I must be ready to change my assessment when I am getting new data. When I suddenly see Ratnakar has become Valmiki, then I should not say, no, Ratnakar is here. No. Then I need a mental...
Video.
Okay.
So also, I also feel that in this discernment, analysis, discernment, like your example of when you go to a jungle, you have to know the character of a tiger,
yes,
a deer.
Yes.
So, but at the same time, in the discernment and analysis, I feel that it's okay to do not feel love. You just feel no negativity, that is the big thing.
Yes.
The first time is a big thing. Slowly it will become love over a period of time. But first at least no negativity should be.
No, love. You have detachment. Detachment in the sense that whatever the person does,
I'm not feeling.
It's okay, just accept it. But you don't have to feel love.
Yeah.
see, the last rasa, not don't have to feel. You will feel later on as you walk. As of now, you may not have the love.
Then, but how will you feel love? I mean, I agree with her.
When the knowledge comes, you will feel love. Because you understand, I understand. Maurice Maeterlinck says, happy and blessed are is when wickedness stands forth revealed as goodness virabhrasagaya. They are also, just imagine, if I didn't get into Vedanta at a proper age and proper training from Swamiji, what I would have done in my life, I don't know. I would have also been greedy. In my greed, I don't know what I would have done. They are greedy because they haven't got access to this kind of knowledge. They are just changing their greed, they are just changing their mind.
But then how is that giving you love for them?
Once I understand this, once I understand this, then I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
So, 1 minute, I feel sorry for them, I will forgive them.
Huh.
And I am seeing the Atma and the nature separately. So when I am seeing the oneness, the Atma, love comes. But for that, it won't come now. It will come when you evolve to a very, very great height. We are talking, when we are talking theory, we are saying when a person reaches that height, automatically love comes. The worm apparently slipped and fell down, and the sage put the worm back there. There is a story of Vivekananda like this. Vivekananda gives the story. There is a scorpion that is stinging. As it is stinging, it is falling down.
As nature is to sting, my nature is to sting.
Somebody asks, why are you again and again putting it back? It is nature of the scorpion to sting, my nature is to sting. So when you evolve, your nature changes. Your nature changes and irrespective of what they reflect to you. See, today, what I am is according to how you behave to me. Slowly when I change, irrespective of what you are, I can only be love. But that doesn't mean I become stupid. A lot of people think, you're stupid. No, not stupid.
Doing it with...
See, really what I feel, I agree with Arma, that if we stop feeling hatred, slowly evolving without forcing oneself.
I am telling you that is what the right thing is.
I set my standard so high that I am going to be like Vivekananda ji.
I am
going to start feeling guilty every time I feel.
I am not saying set that as a goal. I am saying set your goal as reforming yourself. So when you keep on reforming, will you reach that height? I'm talking about what happens. Not now. But first you keep reforming, huh? The fact that when somebody is doing something wrong to you are getting agitated, you are getting angry. Understand that I have to reform this.
Or not get affected by it.
In fact, even at a relative level, let me tell you, somebody who is doing that to you is good for your spiritual evolution.
Hmm?
Good for your spiritual evolution. If I think about it a little differently, I will be grateful to them. For really behaving like this to me, you put me on the right track. Whether you did it consciously or not.
I did it completely.
So what happens is, I'll start feeling grateful to them. When I start feeling grateful to them, my love comes to them automatically. It'll happen, not now.
I'm grateful.
Yeah.
And I don't have any negative.
See, what you have not understand
is,
when I say love comes to you, it doesn't come tomorrow, it will come.
Maybe it won't affect us after
some time. If you persist in that, it will come. If you persist with gratitude and taking knowledge, it will come.
But that will come from so many other people. I mean, it will
be for everybody, not only for exclusively.
Yeah.
It will be for everybody.
It will be for anyone.
To the extent your nature evolves, your love for people evolves. So anyway, what we need to understand is that glory is Atma's glory. It is an Atma that pervades everything. It is all pervading. Why I am not seeing today? Because I am not refined. When I am refined, I can see. I don't know whether you remember that story I always tell. In fact, that is one of my very inspiring stories, which Swami Ramakrishna Paramahamsa says. There was a child from a poor family. The boy used to walk to his school nearby. On the way, he befriended Balakrishna. The story, Balakrishna. And he used to play with Balakrishna every day and then go to school. One day, he was a little sad. So Balakrishna asked, "Why are you sad?" He said, "Today is my birthday. And in my school, when it is anybody's birthday, they bring children, bring sweets and all that. But I am not able to afford, my parents cannot afford any sweets or chocolates. So what do I do?" That's why I am sad. Then Krishna said, "Don't worry," and he gave lot of most expensive chocolates. So the child took to the school and distributed happily. The teacher caught the child and said, "Where did you get these expensive chocolates? You are not from a rich family, so who gave it to you?" He said, "The Lord Krishna gave me." "What? Lord Krishna gave you? What are you blabbering?" "Lord Krishna gave you." Child did not lie, you see. So child said, "No, Lord Krishna only gave me. I am not lying. I am saying the truth." The child, teacher got very angry, started shouting, "No, you are lying." "No, I am not lying." And child started crying. Then the teacher said, "Okay, Lord Krishna gave you. Where did he give you?" "See, the tree, every time I come, I play with him every day in the morning. So he gave me today when I told this, it's my birthday. So let's go there. Let's meet Krishna." So the teacher goes with the child. Krishna is not there. So the boy starts crying even more. "Krishna, they are doubting me and you are not coming. What is going on?" Then after some time, Krishna comes. And suddenly when the child sees the Krishna, says Krishna, starts jumping and laughing, smiling. Teacher is saying, "What happened to you?" "Say, Krishna has come, Krishna has come. Now you see. And the teacher is saying, "Where, you cannot see." And after some time, the teacher says, "No, child, you cannot lie. Your face has changed. You are not acting. You can't act. Really, Krishna has come. I can't see because I am not as innocent as you." So Jesus Christ says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Believe me. So for the divinity to be seen, you need to refine yourself. And that is what he is saying here. Then that refinement will happen, then you will. And for that refinement to happen, you have to become like a child. Innocent. Pure.
Child.
Let's conclude. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnamiva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Kayena Vacha Manasendriyaiva, Buddhyatmanava, Prakriti Swabhavat, Karomi Adhyat, Sakalam Parasmahi, Narayana Yeti Samarpayami.
Thank you.